Kirby and Josh.
7 p.m. weekdays.
Kirby and Josh.
K-Rock 955.
We'll leave this world. Herbie.
Yes, we will.
Sadly, but you know, the point is that we got the opportunity to live.
And that's why you got to make the most of it.
That's right. Like that grandmother the other day got a tattoo.
Tattoo 86, wasn't she?
82, yeah.
Why not? I mean, why not?
You're not going to worry about it when you're older, are you?
And she's not worrying about it because no one can work out what tattoo she got.
No, that's very true. So yesterday, unfortunately, a man did lose his life in Brazil. So this is
overseas.
A sad story of unfortunate events. So he was in the jungle and a swarm of like killer bees started attacking him and chasing him.
See, that just doesn't sound nice, does it?
No, it's not. Yeah,
no. Thank you.
So what he thought he'd do was he'd jump into the river to try and get away from them because obviously they're not going to come.
I'd do the same thing.
Unfortunately for him, he's jumped into the water where there's piranhas. And so he just had you shouldn't laugh.
No, I just mean how unlucky.
Very unlucky. You know, very unlucky. And like, you just think, geez, that's just...
That just shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't, isn't it? It's just a freak occurrence. So there's been a list after this because of how unlucky this guy is.
Yeah.
Of unfortunate ways people have passed. How's this one?
The odds.
This is in ancient Greece, right? So the politician, his name was Draco, was making a speech, right? And then so the crowd started throwing the clothes at him just to salute him after like a powerful...
Draco! Yeah! Here!
There was so much... thrown on him, under the weight of everything, he suffocated. That's like, so everyone's just piling stuff onto him. This poor guy is trying to get out. It's insane.
That's not a good way to go.
No, that's not a fun one.
Oh, and they would have been waiting for him to pop up.
Yeah. Anyway, move on. In 1974, an American sea captain, they were doing, like, he was having breakfast and they were on the deck and they were doing a salute for him.
He's hearing about these salutes.
Okay. They're all supposed to be celebrations. Yeah. One of the cannons that was meant to salute him actually caught him.
Oh, no, it didn't. Oh, he's just a man trying to have his breakfast.
That's right. That's all he's trying to do.
Cheapers.
A lady, this is ages ago back in Russia. So they thought she was dead. You know how sometimes they think that they're dead and then they put them in the morgue and they're like, all right, send
them
to a funeral.
Yes.
Yeah, it happens all the time, which is just so weird.
Just wait an extra minute, you know? Are they breathing?
So I don't know what happens in that scenario, but anyway, so she's woken up at the funeral while in the coffin. But what's happened is she was like in such shock that she's had a heart attack.
I guess at least everything was already too good to go.
And then this guy, and I just can't believe this is a real way, and this is so unfortunate. Well, maybe it's not. He was watching a TV show for an hour and a half, and he laughed so much that he suffocated because he was in such laughter he couldn't get enough oxygen into his body.
Do we know what show it was?
No. But I'll tell you what. I mean, that's like, if you're going to go, that's like,
a good way to go.
Because you're happy.
But do you know, I go back to the previous lady. That is kind of what I wouldn't mind, because you know how you always want to know who rocks up to your funeral?
You saw him.
She's like, hang on, why is she here? And then she's gone.
It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 95.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie and Josh's
Hot Tweet.
All right, Herbie, this is where we jump in the hot seat. Multiple choice questions. You just have to answer to the best of your ability.
Win some money.
Win some fictional
cashola.
Money. If you did build up a bit of a tally, I will shout you beers at the end of the year.
Whoa.
But you haven't built up a tally at all. I think you've got one right out of 12.
Yes. That was a good one. That was the Olympics.
Yeah, you did very well in that one, actually.
Yep.
Sports you're very strong at. And the murder mysteries, too.
You did very well. Yep. What's it say about me?
But let's jump into the hot seat today, talking about voice characters or people that voice actors, because Chris Pratt, not only is he doing Super Mario, he's also doing Garfield.
Odd combo.
Yeah, I don't like the Garfield pick for him.
But surely if you're doing Mario, who's got a very, you know, Mario.
Yeah, that's
upbeat,
fine.
But then Garfield's lazy.
He's lazy.
They're two different characters.
A bit cynical too, isn't he? That doesn't help you here, though. Let's talk about who is the man or woman with the most voice characters of all time? Is it A, D. Bradley Baker, B. Jeff Bennett, C. Frank Welker, or D. Trey Parker?
None of them sound familiar.
Trey Parker's South Park.
Is it? What was C, please? I've forgotten.
Frank Welker.
Not with a name like that, no.
They've all got interesting names, though, don't they? Trey Parker, Frank Welker. Welker sounds like I've made it up from Trey Parker.
I've always been a fan of the name Jeff because I like the spelling with a G, a G off. So I'm going to lock in B, thanks.
You're locking it in. Unfortunately, that's not the correct answer. It was D. Bradley Baker. He's voiced 2,500 characters in his time.
How do you keep up? Imagine switching through all of them.
I know. And have you seen him when they go back and forth, like in the scene?
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible skill.
That's amazing.
Which of these singers voiced a character on The Peanuts?
The Peanuts. Okay.
A, Christina Aguilera. B, Fergie. C, Anastasia. D, Maya.
I know it. It's Fergie.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm locking it in. It's Fergie. She played. Yes. Yes.
Good job.
Go, Herbie. Yes.
How did you know that one?
Because she played the girl.
She did?
I don't know why. I looked into Fergie one day.
Oh, good on you. Good job.
Odd person to research, but yeah, helped me today.
Russell Brand voiced a character in which animated movie?
Okay.
A, Mastermind. B, Despicable Me. C, Pet's Life. D, Coco.
What's Coco? Couldn't be that. I haven't heard of it.
Coco. Oh, have you not watched it? So good. One of my favourites.
Is this because you've got a daughter, though?
No, this is where me and Kat went and watched it, and we had to wait afterwards because we were crying at the end. So we had to let everyone leave first.
Okay. Master. I want to take my 50-50 early.
Okay.
Please.
Who are you thinking?
A and C.
It's A and B.
Okay. I'm going to go with Mastermind. A.
Locking it in? I can't believe it. You've got it wrong again.
No, Josh!
It was Despicable Me.
Was he in?
Yeah. He was the old man in that.
Great film.
Great film. I didn't know it either. That's why I was shocked.
Okay.
Shocked you didn't get it. You got 1 out of 3. That's pretty good.
I thought the game wasn't over. I was ready to go again.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Whales, they are an interesting animal, aren't
they're
they?
They're amazing, aren't they?
They're just huge. They're massive. The biggest.
Absolutely
in
they are.
The world. And at the moment, scientists from Stanford University, they've been conducting some research over a couple of years to try and find out, because we know they're so big and we know they eat a lot, but they wanted to know how much food they were actually consuming.
Because it must be a lot, because think about how much energy would just... I mean, I know they float in the water a bit too, but they're still moving through it.
They're massive.
To keep that mass, you'd imagine it would be quite large.
A lot of food. So they had these little trackers on them, and what they've found out... So a blue whale is in the eastern North Pacific, for example, might eat, and it will range day to day, between 10 and 20 tonnes of food a day... So that is somewhere in the range of 20 to 50 million calories.
Holy moly.
Or around 80,000 Big Macs.
80,000. Just opens its mouth too. Doesn't do a lot of chewing.
It doesn't at all.
It's a swallow.
Gosh. Imagine
that's
that.
Huge.
Imagine if whales had you the Apple Watches and you've got to close your ring.
Yeah.
Getting to that. Setting your calorie target. Jeepers, creepers.
Got to hit my 10,000 today.
So they've also found out that the bowhead whales, so a baleen whale, can be found in the Arctic, can live for more than 200 years.
Wow.
It's a long time.
That is a long time. 200 years. That's a lot of time to ponder stuff, isn't it?
So whales, they also make milk like humans, so they're mammals.
Do they?
The texture of their milk, though, is that very similar to toothpaste.
Oh.
Don't like that?
Yuck. Well, I guess it couldn't be a liquid, could it?
No.
It could be a bit thicker.
No, it couldn't.
Couldn't it?
I just don't know. They're eating so much.
So true.
Humpback whales in the southern hemisphere, they live off fat reserves, so they might not eat for up to 8 months of the year.
Really?
8 months? They're huge. And then the other buggers are eating the whole of the ocean, really.
There's no food left for them.
But do you know what?
Do you want to give us a break, Herbie? Give us a chop out?
When I was looking up these facts about whales, so you know when you type in Google facts about whales.
Yeah.
And then underneath it, some other examples pop up about what, like, the next common thing that people are searching when it comes to whales. The second thing that pops up, and it's so immature, do whales fart? The answer, yes.
Oh, there you go.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We were discussing earlier in the show about Hagrid from Harry Potter.
Yes, absolutely we were.
And because he's a big fella in the movie. Mm. And you and I thought that that was him.
Well, like, we thought it was special effects, didn't we?
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously they've blown him up to make him even bigger.
Chucked him on a green screen or something.
Yeah. Turns out not so. He's actually part robot in some of the scenes.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Bonkers. Mind just blown on that one.
Some people around the office still thought he was an actual giant.
Questionable about that one. Yeah. But that's not the only crazy movie fact from a movie that you may know that you didn't know. So the Hulk.
Yeah.
Green Hulk.
Yeah, yeah.
He was originally grey, but a printing error turned him green and they ran with it.
No way.
Yeah,
like back in the day.
Yeah. They've gone, he's going to be green now.
The Incredible Hulk. So like when they printed the card.
Way back when.
Oh, wow. The comic book. Oh,
there
my
you
God.
Go.
That's insane. But hasn't that worked out way better? Green is way better than grey.
Oh, who wants to dress up as a grey Hulk?
That's
no
awesome.
Way. We
That's
know that
insane.
Lightyear's coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
For Buzz.
Still
from
upset
Toy
about
Story.
The fact Tim Allen's not voicing it. Seems weird to me.
Happy about that. You know what his original name was supposed to be?
Buzz Lightyear. Armstrong.
Luna Larry.
Oh, really?
Luna Larry.
Oh.
That doesn't have a good ring to it either.
No, that's shocking.
If you've seen Titanic, you may remember the scene where Kate Winslet is getting drawn by Leonardo.
Yeah.
Turns out that the director, James Cameron, he drew it.
No, he didn't.
He did. If you want to do the job correctly, do it yourself.
He literally did the drawing.
He did the drawing.
Well, I spent enough money. You're probably like, oh, I'll do it then. I'll step up.
I'll have to do this. In The Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter only blinks 15 times.
Oh, really?
Whole movie, 15 times.
Well, I guess it's impressive if you think about 15 times, but like, how long was he on set?
But he was, it's a massive movie.
No, for sure.
But then this.
Yeah, but like, he could have been in one scene. So imagine he's just blinking.
He's the main guy. This one, I would question this one. Wizard of Oz, you've seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's the famous poppy field scene in The Wizard of Oz where Snow's coming down, calming to Dorothy and her pose.
Right.
I'm May not recall, but there is one where the snow falls down. Turns out that snow is asbestos.
Oh, gee.
Asbestos-based fake snowflakes, which way back then was a popular decoration, but they thought, no, we'll just use it.
Just breathe it on in. Yeah. Oh, my. That's insane.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We went to the show today.
We did. The Geelong Family Fun Fair, which is on 20 minutes from now at the Geelong Showgrounds.
It's awesome. $2 entry?
Correct. $2 entry at the gate. It's running this weekend and then again next weekend until late each night. I love that.
Well, it's good because it brought back some memories, didn't it? Going, I hadn't been on rides in a long time.
So much fun. You and I were walking around. We were with Tom and Loggy.
Yeah, from Fresh Daily.
Soaking in.
Well, it's just us and the show. It was awesome.
The vibe. There's rides there, the show bags. Mm. And you could see all the friendly faces of everyone working there. We're so excited that it's back.
It's back, that's for sure. And you got to try your first Dagwood dog.
I did.
Or
they
the Pluto
are
pup, whatever you want to call it.
A whopper.
It's huge, isn't
of
it?
Of a meal. I thought it was going to be just a little hot dog.
Yeah,
this thing came out and it's the size of my arm.
It's huge. It
but delightful, huge. May I add.
Absolutely. One of the things we did, though, was we got to test out a few of the rides.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really fun. We went. I can't remember the first one we went on.
It was like a claw.
Don't know, but we flipped you upside down. We felt, geez, I was like, okay.
The tummy got flipped as well.
I'm getting old. Then me, you, and Tom, we went on to Speed 2, which is the one that if you're driving past the showgrounds, you'll see
it. You can't miss it.
It's the tallest one. It's a great view of Geelong.
You and I were in one together, and we had to go put up right at the top.
While we're waiting for Tom.
And so we could see this beautiful view, but both then you and I were saying, why are we doing this?
I know.
You've gone, I've got a daughter. I'm like, well, if you go, I've got nothing to live for, you know? What are we going to do? But it was great.
That was actually, I really enjoyed that one. That was a lot of fun. And then there's a brand new ride. I think it's like the first time or first one in Australia.
It's the newest ride to Australia.
Yeah, it's called the Wipeout.
Wipeout.
Oh boy. was there some stomach turning moments?
Because it kept shaking you, it spin different ways. Yeah. It's hard to explain what it does, but it does all movements, you know?
It does. And then there was this sound coming while we're on the ride. And what, because there's the music pumping, and then there's just this. And I was like, is that Herbie?
And then no, because I was, woo! You can definitely hear me.
And it was Tom. It was Tom from the Fresh Daily. Oh, here we go.
We're like, what is that noise?
Oh, God. I thought he was about to spew.
I didn't like that he was sitting in the middle.
That's right. And then I went back and I was like, oh, God, this brings me back to memory. Do you remember the Gravitron machines? Wait, they're the ones where you go in and you're stuck to the wall.
They like vacuum suck you to the wall.
Some people would try and move around, try and move my neck, but I thought I was going to break.
I remember going in one and the guy standing in the middle, he had a Coke of can and he was like, come, a can of Coke.
Can of Coke, yeah.
Yeah, try and get it. And all of us are trying to get off this wall, couldn't do it.
But all I remember being on that ride with like a kid's birthday, back at Luna Park or something, and we all jumped on it. And we'd obviously eaten before going on there.
Silly move.
And then I just remember the... And then the spew coming
the follow
out.
Through.
And then I was just like, and the smell that comes after it is just...
And that's an enclosed space.
Yeah.
That is not... Oh, you don't want that. Thankfully for us...
No,
for everyone going to the Geelong Family Fun Fair, Tom did keep himself together and we just had the...
That's it. But what happened on the right? Did you lose something?
Did something break?
Oh, whatever happened.
What happened? Did something so bad happen to you
that you can't go on rides again?
You're off rides.
52232955. Everyone into the draw for a Cuddlebub Family Butcher, the best meat in town, direct to your door. It is Herbie and Josh on Gayrock. Good afternoon. Asking the question, what happened on the ride? The Family Fun Fair at the showgrounds about to open. In fact, the gates opening at 5 o'clock, $2 entry.
So good. Running across the weekend.
But the rides, they're always the fun part of it, aren't they?
You get on,
they're awesome.
We got to test some out today and we had a lot of fun with
adrenaline.
Tom from Fresh Daily. But it was something that Tom did on one of the rides, which we just questioned.
He was like, because the first time I thought he was joking. I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. And then I was like, oh, I think he's about to go. But then it brought back memories of me, a guy spewing on the ride that I was on back in the day.
Oh, it's not good. We do have Zach from Leopold. What happened on the ride you're on?
G'day. I was on the zipper at the Geelong Showgrounds.
There's
not a lot of leg space. I'm 6 foot six and I squeezed in there and I had to like shove the lock-in bar that's supposed to sit over your lap.
And
halfway through it came loose.
So I just bounced
around in the metal cage for what felt like forever. It was probably only 2 minutes.
It does when you're up there, for sure. The zipper.
Absolutely.
Oh,
have you seen that video, Zach? Because it reminds me of the kid on the roller coaster where he's with, I think it's Janet, and he's comes loose as well.
Right. Yeah.
But he actually slides.
He slides down,
but he's okay.
Okay, cool.
He's okay.
Okay, geez, you got extreme there for a minute. Thanks for that one.
I only send the people to pass out on roller coasters.
Oh, well, that's always fun, isn't it?
Isn't it? Tell you what you won't get from the Geelong Family Fun Fair, though, is my experience when I was at the Royal Melbourne Show.
Yeah.
It was one of those, it's like a pirate ship similar to that.
I remember, yeah.
Lining up, big queue, waited my turn, got to mine, and I went to sit down, and the guy working, I said, oh, someone's thrown up on this one. And he just pulled his rag out, wiped it off, and he goes, no, they haven't. And I had to sit on it.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
In bed last night, I found myself on TikTok, and I came across a video which it shocked me, and so much so that I started laughing at myself, and I thought, oh, Herbs, you've done it again. You are so silly. For years you've thought this, and I was embarrassed by it too.
Yeah.
So when I came to work today and I told you, like, I was hesitant to go, Josh, oh, I watched this TikTok, and it was about Harry Potter and a character in it, Hagrid. We all know Hagrid, the tall. Oh, yes, that's Hagrid. And you started listening because you've watched Harry Potter. And I've gone, did you know that it wasn't him acting the whole time. It was him, but it wasn't him because he's huge.
Yeah, he's giant.
In the movie. Because this video breaks it down that in certain scenes, he was actually in a suit. He had a robotic head.
Yeah.
He came alive because of work, not himself.
Yeah, yeah. So you just thought it was the actor the whole time?
The whole time.
On stilts or something? Yeah, it turns out it was actually a robot. I didn't know either. I was like, that's incredible.
Mind blown.
Because you'd think that special effects do most of that stuff.
Exactly,
but
right.
Instead, they've got a literal robot.
Yes. And it developed so much from Philosopher's Stone. It was basically just a mask that the face didn't move much. And then by the last one.
Budget got up.
Yeah. He could talk and the mouth would move as soon as like voice activated. So
incredible.
A legitimate robot shooketh behind it. It is Robbie Coltrane who's the actor in behind the mask, I'm going to say now. But because you and I were both shocked by this and I didn't have to be embarrassed anymore, we thought we'd go around the office and see if anyone else knew that Hagrid was a robot. You seen Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Hagrid, true or false, do you think he's a robot?
No, absolutely not. Don't ever insult Harry Potter in my presence.
He's a robot.
He's not a robot. He's a wizard. Get out.
Have you seen Harry Potter, Gibbo?
I've seen maybe a couple.
You know Hagrid?
Yes.
True or false, is he a robot?
False.
He's a robot.
Really?
Maddie, have you seen Harry Potter?
Harry Potter, yes, you're a wizard, Harry.
Hagrid, true or false, is he a robot?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think he didn't get frightened enough when, you know, when they're down in the trunk of the car.
Yeah.
And the spiders come at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's clearly not frightened enough. Robot.
Okay. Have you seen Harry Potter, Ben?
Yes.
Hagrid, true or false, is he a robot?
False.
He's a robot.
He's a robot.
It's a robot.
How's he a robot?
It's a robot.
Since when?
He's a robot.
Okay.
Jamie, have you seen Harry Potter?
Yes.
True or false, is Hagrid a robot?
No. What? No, he's half giant, half human.
But in the movie, do you think he's a robot at all?
No, I think he's a half human, half giant.
He's a robot?
No, he's not.
He is.
He's not. You've broken my heart.
I love that it's more plausible that he's a real giant
than a robot.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's same, same.
Hello.
Hello.
But different. Different.
Same, same.
But different.
But still same.
Well, I'm surprised he's back in, to be honest, because there was so much tension around this studio between the two of you after last week's episode, where, to be fair, I sided with Ben because you did say you didn't know.
I'm not even going to bring forth the argument I had last week because we've discussed it. Let's move on. How do we play this game, Ben?
Of course, two songs by the same name, completely different songs by completely different people. The more info that you can give me, the more points you score, of course. Josh is the carryover champion from last week, so here is your first set of songs with
face.
The eye roll in the corner. What we got there, Josh?
We've got George Michael.
George Michael.
Oh, is that his voice on that?
George Michael.
Well, it's Bon Jovi, and then the first one.
Bon Jovi on the first one. I thought that was your guess for the first one, but hey.
No, George Michael's on the voice on the second song.
Not by my records, but song title?
I'll Always Love You.
No, not quite. Anything from Herbie's side?
And I will always love you?
The song was Always. We're looking for. And it was Ways and Odyssey that was the second one. 1-0 at the moment. Herbie's first set of songs.
I hate these ones. Always think they're the same. Is it All For You?
All For You, yes.
Is the second one, is that Mariah Carey there?
Mariah Carey, no, it's not.
Oh, bugger.
Anything on the first one?
No, because I always classify them all into the same group.
Giving you a 3,
no, I don't know.
2, 1, out. Josh,
Counting Crows?
Counting Crows, no.
Oh, it's
anything else?
It's in that same area.
Three.
I thought it was Mariah.
Two.
Kelly Rowland.
One. No, Janet Jackson was the one.
One apiece.
Jeepers, this is bad, Josh.
Yes, one apiece at the moment. Josh, your second set of songs. We can make it loud.
Loud, I'm guessing.
Loud, yes.
Shannon Noll.
Shannon Noll, yes.
Oh,
who's the second?
I don't know. I'm going to go
give
Usher.
Me a three. No, it's not anything.
Can I have a replay of the song?
Yes, you can. We can make it
loud. Oh, jeepers.
Oh, actually, it's a woman, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, it's not Jason Derulo.
No, it's not. We're looking for someone else who was on Oz Idol back in the day. He won it. The last series on Channel 10, Stan Walker.
Stan
Walker. Didn't you bring up him for randomly for this game?
I think I did. Yeah. I don't know why.
A while ago. But that makes it 3-1 at the moment, with Herbie having a chance to win off her last set right here.
Oh, yes. We've got a tie at least. Nelly Furtado, Man Eater.
Yes, and yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Dad.
Three all. Three.
Is that one?
Two.
What was Josh saying? Bob
one.
George Michael, I'm going to say.
No.
Anything from
Josh?
Can I hear it again, sorry?
Yes, sure.
You know it.
It's a band who doesn't really get too much play on K-Rock.
Police?
Hall & Oates is who we were searching for.
No
so
idea.
Luckily, I have another tiebreaker all planned for us. So obviously, Josh started first on the game, so Herbie gets the advantage of starting in this one. It's four songs with one title, obviously, so five possible answers. We'll go back and forth between the two of you. First person who can't give me a correct answer hands the victory to their
opponents.
Sounds
good. And we only get to hear it once.
Yeah,
so
and it's quick.
One listen. Here we go.
So hard.
Herbie, go.
I'm going to go amazing.
Amazing, yes. Josh.
Alex Lloyd.
Alex Lloyd, yes. Herbie.
Kelly Underwood.
Kelly Underwood, no. Which means Josh gets the win.
Oh, it's not for best of, is it?
No.
Oh, I thought it was best of. Did you have another one after that? Just fun fact.
It was another Australian artist in there, was it?
What do we have? We've got Alex Lloyd, Vanessa Amorosi,
that's
Josh Kelly, and George Michael.
That's annoying.
Oh, he's back again.
I didn't even listen to the rules properly. I thought it was best of the tiebreaker.
Oh, thanks, Vanity.
Coming home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There is a lady who is now paranoid to date after she found out something because of dating.
Oh, really? Jeez, dating's hard.
It is, honestly. Mate, I went on a show.
That's right. We saw it.
But this girl, she took to the apps.
Well, that's how everyone does it today.
Well, does anyone meet someone in the flesh these days? I don't think so.
Very rare, I'd imagine.
Very, especially, I mean, through COVID and lockdowns.
Oh, impossible.
Apps is the way to go. So she was on an app, matched with another girl, and then she got a message from the person she matched with parent. And she was like, oh, this is a bit odd. Like, very early.
Jeez.
You know? We haven't even caught up
yet. You'd be shocked.
Yeah. And that's what she was. But the mother of the date messaged her because I think they must have maybe looked a bit similar. The mum was just curious, obviously close with her daughter, said, hey, just a question. Who are your parents? Are you an IVF baby? And then the girl went on to say, yeah, I am. I've got two mums, so I am. I'm an IVF sperm donor. And so, yeah, that's how I came into the world.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't think much of it until then.
Personal question too.
I know, very. The girl went on, who she was going to go on a date with, then said, do you know who the donor is? And, you know, most of the time you don't.
Mm.
Anywho, they teed out everything and worked out that they think it was a potential same donor.
Oh, wow. Jeez, what are the odds of that?
I know.
That's impossible.
And then it gets better. She gets invited to this group on Facebook where all these people who are part of this group are supposedly from the same donor.
Oh, wow.
So all related. But all of different ages. You know, and nothing bad's gone on here. It's just crazy how it unfolded, because now the girl is paranoid to date because she's like, what if I meet someone?
Well, surely you've met them all there.
Exactly.
And how many more can there be?
But is it there?
Yeah, you know. You've just cross out.
Not him. Not him. Not her. Not her. But if it's ever crossed your mind, because if you think about it, I know people say, oh, we're all related somewhere down the track, that maybe you could come across
like my 10th cousin or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah.
I think the odds are so against you. Well, it's impossible almost.
This is the thing. I wasn't concerned about it until, and it didn't happen to me before you think.
Good, okay.
But one of my older cousins, this story got told at one of the Christmas. And so you know it's a Christmas we'll always remember.
So yeah, the family Christmas. Oh my God.
He went out one night when he was clubbing, younger and everything.
Yep.
He hooked up with the girl, just, you know, had a cheeky kiss on the dance floor.
Oh no.
Exchanged digits.
Oh no.
And then organised to go on a date that week. So he rocked up to the date's house. She was still living at home.
Yeah.
And when he knocked on the door, the door opens. He's like, oh, Sandra, what are you doing there? Sandra, his date's mum, is actually his mum's second cousin.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, that's at least a little bit removed.
A little bit distant, but he's been kissing his cousin.
That's still not great, is it?
They didn't go on the date.
Herbie and Josh, okay.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbs, this is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes.
Bring it on.
All right, I'll do it my way. How about that? Okay. I'm just stalling here, obviously, because my thing is closed. There we go. Let's kick it off with this one. Tom Hanks.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. What a man. And what movies.
Oh, he's so good, isn't he? He's one of the more talented people out there, isn't
Elite.
He
is so good.
So apparently he was on a talk show, one of those talk shows in the US, and he was talking about how Jeff Bezos called him. And he goes, oh, hey, Tom, do you want to be on SpaceX or whatever? He's the other one, whatever his Amazon one is. And he's like, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. He's like, yeah, it's going to cost you $28
million. Sorry.
So he goes, no thanks.
No thanks. You called me.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know, I was just reading that for Forrest Gump, he didn't actually get paid, but he asked for a take.
In the film? Yeah. Jeez, good, smart move.
Smart. Well, that money could actually get him on Bezos'.
But imagine that calling you. Like, Herbie, can you buy me a ute? And you can...
No. Yeah, and sorry, Jeff, you've got enough money if you want to have a name like Tom Hanks on yours.
Taking a while to get over a breakup.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. And this is only personal experience. Mm. Once we break up, we're done.
We're done. Done-zo.
You know? I don't know. You know, that's it. You missed out. That's your fault, you know?
That's right.
I'm moving on. Good. It's hard. It's hard. I understand. But you can't go on forever mourning.
Well, new research says that men become more emotionally invested and it takes longer for them to get over breakups than women, which was obviously a bit of a stereotype. Yeah.
I found this in past relationships because, you know, they didn't want me at the time. Then we break up and then they go, oh, actually, that was kind of nice.
Yeah, and they take a while to get over.
Bye.
Gee, she was good. You know, you let Herbie go.
Did you do that to any girls? You go crawling back?
No, there's only been one girl in my life. last one, clowns at your party.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Depends on age, but I'll say nah, yeah.
I think clowns are fun.
If you rocked up to my 30th in a couple of years and I had clowns...
That could be fun, though. You know, it depends on the theme.
Yeah, it depends on the theme. I think more for a kids' party for entertainment. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, why not?
Well, this one poor clown rocked up to a kindergartner's party. And so there's a heap of kids there. They all just jumped on him and started beating him up.
No!
The clown's like, hey, hey. And then someone's like, literally karate jumped in the air like with a kick, fly kicked this guy, and then all these kids have just piled on. Imagine, like, it's just like, I don't think insurance covers that, does it? Like,
someone just really doesn't like clowns.
No, I know.
That's not nice.
No, it's not.
Don't
at all.
Do that, kids.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.